I'm eager to do this first. We are joined by the head basketball coach at St. Bonaventure, 15th season with the Bonnies. Two-time conference coach of the year, led them to a couple of conference titles, two conference tournament titles, three NCAA tournaments. St. Bonaventure, 5-0 this season. They're number 16 in both polls, and they're at home against Northern Iowa on Saturday. Mark Schmidt is my guest. Mark, it's great to have you on. How are you?
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Really good to have you. All right, so there's a lot to cover, and I want to get into. But before we do that, Mark, you are unbeaten. You did just beat Marquette. You've got the highest ranking in the polls for the program in 50 years. I've got to know, what's the vibe and the buzz like around campus and the program these days?
It's a great buzz. As you know, it's, you know, we've been really good, you know, back in the 50s and 60s and 70s and with Bob Lanier and so forth. And we haven't been ranked in 50 years. And this is a basketball school. It's, you know, the tradition is unbelievable. And, you know, people are really excited. You know, I'm just honored to be able to coach a team that has this talent. And, you know, hopefully we can stay healthy and we can have a good season.
That's it. Mark Schmidt joining us. I understand you're looking forward, but I do have to ask you. You went to the Charleston Classic last week. You beat Boise State. You beat Clemson. And then you thrashed Marquette in the championship game. I mean, how special of a run was that for you personally and for the program?
It was great. You know, I've been here 15 years and, you know, never would have thought that we would have been invited to such a prestigious tournament. And, you know, you have West Virginia there and Ole Miss and Marquette and Clemson and, you know, great programs, great coaches. And for us to be able to come out of there with a championship is really a credit to our players, the way they played, the way they were able to turn the page and go on to the next game. And it was just, it was terrific. You know, for our school, we had, you know, 1,500 people came down from Olean to really celebrate with us. And it was great for our university. And, you know, being on ESPN and you know, all that is something that is terrific for us.
That is fun. Mark Schmidt's joining us. You mentioned the players. Let me ask you about one or two of them. I want to start with Kyle Lofton. He was the MVP of the Classic. He's played all but 6 minutes, and he's played 94% of the team's minutes over the past 3 years. What has he meant to you and to the program?
Jim, he's the quarterback. You know, I grew up in Boston, and, you know, Tom Brady's no longer with the Patriots, but he's our Tom Brady. He runs our team. You know, he was named captain by his teammates his freshman year, so that tells you, you know, all you need to know about him as a kid. He's just hits big shots. You know, he's the leader. He's the guy that gives our guys confidence. He's a special player, a special kid. A special player, and, you know, one of the reasons why we've had so much success in the last 4 years.
Mark Schmidt's my guest. What about Oshun Oshunier? He was Lofton's high school classmate. He was named the conference defensive player of the year last year. He had offers to play at Syracuse, Georgetown. I'm curious, what was the vision that you shared with him and Lofton to make them feel like St. Bonaventure was the place for them?
Yeah, we got Kyle first. They both went to Putnam Science Academy in Connecticut, and we recruited Kyle first, and Kyle committed, and Oshunia was going to he was going to LaSalle, and, you know, their coach got fired, and Kyle became the, you know, the biggest recruiter. And, you know, we just told him, you know, what we saw. We had a kid, Andrew Nicholson, who was the first-round pick back in 2012 for the Magic, and we just told him, hey, this is what we can do. You know, it's a basketball school. You know, we really take individual improvement, skill development really seriously, and, you know, and if he wants to be a player, this is a place that he could come to. You know, and rather than going to Syracuse and Georgetown and sitting on the bench for a couple of years, he can come here and make an immediate impact, and that's what he's done, and he's a great defensive player. You know, we have a really good defensive team, and a lot has to do with his presence inside. You know, when our guys make mistakes, he's there to protect the rim, and he has a knack for blocking shots. And, you know, we as coaches can take all the credit in the world, but, you know, he understands. He just has a talent for it, and he knows when to take a block a shot, and he knows when to take a charge, and he's just been fabulous for us.
We are talking to Mark Schmidt. So, Mark, let me ask you, like, as you mentioned, the program's got amazing tradition and history, but had not had a lot of success in recent years. So what was it? I mean, the program was in a tough spot when you first got there. What was it then about this job and this opportunity that appealed to you so much?
You know, Jim, my Skip Prosser was my guy. And I remember I was an assistant at Xavier, and we came up here when Xavier was in the Atlantic 10. And, you know, two or three years, they weren't very good, but the crowd was still there. You know, the people still came out and supported them. And the last time we came up, we lost back in, I don't know, it was 2000 maybe. And I remember going back to the airport with Skip and saying, Skip, I've never been in a louder place in my life. And, you know, when this job opened up, I sat and I talked to Coach, and he told me, it's like, hey, it's not a graveyard. They had one before. Why can't you bring them back? And it wasn't just me. It's, you know, I have a great staff, a great administration, and they wanted to win her again. They wanted to do it the right way, but they wanted to bring that tradition back. And we're lucky enough, you know, we have, and we're not satisfied. We need to continue to improve. But where it was 15 years ago until, you know, where it is today, it's been a magical run for us.
You know, Mark, you just said that Skip Prosser was my guy. I would argue that Skip literally was everybody's guy. Yep. I mean, I can't say how many guys I've talked to on this program, Mark, that coached with him, played with him, knew him. He is absolutely beloved and universally respected and loved. What was it about Skip that made him so special?
He treated everybody the same. You know, no matter if you were the greatest coach in the world or you were the custodian that wiped up the floor, he treated everybody the same. He was a great coach, but he was all about relationships. He always used to tell me, it's, you know, 10% of the game is X's and O's, and 90% of the game is to get the kids to play hard for you. And how do you get them to play hard? Those kids have to know that you love them. And that's what Skip was. A great coach, a better man. You know, he's missed. You know, he's, you know, in the basketball world, you know, when you say Skip Prosser, you're exactly right, Jim. You know, when you talk about him as a person, the values, his morals, he was just a special man, and he taught me a great deal about this business and how to coach and how to treat people.
I would say not only, Mark, in the sport of basketball, I know people in other sports and other walks of life who have connected with Skip to say the exact same thing. I mean, he was transcendent in that regard. Yeah. This is a very, very unique person. Mark Schmidt's joining us. For those who don't know, Mark, you have one of the most fascinating journeys in college coaching. You played your college ball at Boston College as part of the first recruiting class after the point shaving scandal. What was that time like for you?
You know something, as an 18-year-old guy, Jim, you're really not even thinking about this whole point shaving thing, and really, it's, you know, it was my sophomore year when the conviction came through in 1983, and I remember the FBI agents coming into the locker room and really explaining it to the team, and, you know, being 18, 19 years old, you're really, you know, nervous, and you know, these guys with their suits and their shoes, you can see their face through. It was really intimidating, but you know, we had really good teams. You know, we went to two Sweet 16s, we went to an Elite Eight. You know, we had great players, Michael Adams, John Bagley, and great coaches in Gary Williams and Tom Davis, and those were great times for Boston College. You know, the Flutie years with the Heisman Trophy and all that. So it was a great college experience for me.
Oh, you bet. Your senior year, you guys upset Duke in the tournament. You went to the Sweet 16. I got to ask you this, Mark, before you go, because there was a point in time where you got into selling health and beauty products in Massachusetts. I ask you this because I tried sales, and I still have nightmares. I mean, I got my ass kicked every day, all day. It is a hard, hard gig. What did you take away from your time in sales, and what do you remember about it?
I wanted to get into coaching.
Yeah, right?
No, I sold Bayer aspirin, and you know, for 20 months. And it was, you know, I had my company car, and it was good money. But I missed the camaraderie of the locker room, of being a team. Everything was like, as a salesman, you're trying to reach a quota and all that stuff. And it was very, very, I don't know, selfish, I guess. You're just thinking about yourself. And, you know, as a basketball player, it's about the team. And that's what I missed. And I had no idea, Jim. It's like I was going back to get my master's degree, and I started substitute teaching to get some money. And they asked me to be the freshman football coach at my high school. And I played football in high school, but I had no idea. And I started coaching football, and I'm like, man, I love this. And I started, you know, then I got the JV basketball coach and JV baseball coach. And then I, you know, parlayed that into an assistant's job at St. Michael's College up in Winooski, Vermont. For $6,300, and that's how my career started. My parents are asking me, "What the heck are you doing, Mark? You graduated from Boston College, and now you're making $6,300. You know, being 25 years old, But I made the right decision. I had a lot of luck around along the way, and we talked about Skip Prosser. He was the guy that really got me going, and I hold, you know, I give everything to him.
It's such a funny story you just tell. Like, I've shared this story to myself, Mark, but my father was from Boston, and he went to BU. He went to Brookline High School. And I remember when I got my start in Santa Barbara doing radio, not making very much money, he calls me up. And this was long before there was cell phone technology. He's like, "What are you doing up there?" I said, "What do you mean, what am I doing up there?" He's like, "What are you doing up there?" I'm like, "I'm working my ass off up here. Why do you ask?" He's like, "Your mother and I are concerned that you're pissing your life away." I'm like, "Well, are you kidding? I've got an ulcer. I'm 25. I work 100 hours a week. What do you mean, what am I doing up here?" So I know that conversation you're talking about where your parents are saying, "Wait a minute, man, you went to college. What are you doing making $6,300? Right?
I know. And it's funny that in the summertime, because my job at St. Michael's was only a 9-month job, you know, I worked for Coca-Cola, and I didn't even drive a truck. I was shotgun, you know, building displays for Stop and Shop and so forth. And, you know, it's a funny story, and you look back, and it's pretty humbling. But it's, at the time, you thought, you know, everything's fine, mom and dad, you're crazy, everything will be all right. And you look back and, like, you know, you think about what was I thinking back then? But
It all worked out. Hey, by the way, the reason it all worked out is because you did those things. I knew I was not cut out for that work. I couldn't do it, man. I have nothing but respect for people who cold call and prospect, man. That is a tough gig with a lot of pressure. I get it.
Yeah.
So,
but
same,
it teaches you.
Yes,
it did. You know,
it
deals with adversity, and it teaches you so much. I wouldn't be in the position I am today without, you know, those early struggles.
I think what it taught me was this. I don't know that it made me tougher because I quit. You know, when the going gets tough, the tough quit. I quit, but I learned soon enough. Why don't you chase the thing that you love and chase it with everything you have? Otherwise, you're going to be doing this, and it's not going to go well. St. Bonaventure's 5-0. They are number 16 in both polls. They're at home against Northern Iowa. Their head coach is Mark Schmidt. Mark, great conversation. Great to talk some St. Bonaventure basketball with you, and I really appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, Jim. I appreciate it.
That was fun. Mark Schmidt, good job. Bonnie's.